I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Texas's main power grid struggled to keep up with the demand for electricity Monday, prompting the operators to ask Texans to conserve power until Friday. The conservation request comes at a time of heightened anxiety around electricity following the state's catastrophic February power outages that left millions without electricity for days. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas said in a statement Monday that a significant number of power plant outages, combined with expected record use of electricity due to hot weather, has resulted in tight grid conditions. Approximately 12,000 megawatts of generation were offline Monday, enough to power 2.4 million homes on a hot summer day. ERCOT said the power plant outages were unexpected and could not provide details as to what could be causing them. Of the plants offline, more than 70% of the outages are from thermal power sources, which in Texas are largely natural gas-fired power plants. That's more than double what ERCOT usually sees offline for thermal generation maintenance during a summer day. Power grids must keep supply and demand in balance at all times. When Texas's grid falls below its safety margin of excess supply, the grid operator starts taking additional precautions to avoid blackouts. The first precaution is to ask the public to cut back electricity use. Following criticism that the grid operator didn't consider severe enough scenarios in its planning, ERCOT outlined the most extreme calculations for this summer that it has ever considered. ERCOT warned in its summer assessment of power resources that a severe heat wave or drought, combined with high demand for power, could put the grid in jeopardy. Texas is expected to have a hotter and drier summer than normal this year. When the 2021 Texas legislative session kicked off in January, the unemployment rate in Texas was 6.8%, well above the 3.7% rate from before the beginning of the pandemic. In response, Governor Greg Abbott publicly declared in a State of the State address that hardworking Texans are at the forefront of our agenda this legislative session. But with the session now passed, workers' advocacy groups say the workers were left behind. At the beginning of the session, legislators filed bills on unemployment insurance, workers' compensation, and health care access, all pieces of legislation considered pro-worker. Some of those bills passed. That includes Senate Bill 22, which makes it easier for public safety employees who contracted COVID-19 to receive workers' compensation, and House Bill 133, which extends Medicaid coverage for mothers. Several other bills did not pass. Bills that would have applied to other essential workers, such as nurses, stalled in legislative committees. So did another bill which would have created a grant program for Texans who were affected by the 2021 winter storms. The session also saw futile attempts to increase the minimum wage in Texas, above the $7.25 an hour rate set at the federal level. Some of those minimum wage bills never even got a committee hearing. One big fight for workers' rights organizations was Senate Bill 14, legislation initially aiming to prohibit local governments from passing ordinances mandating local employee benefits such as paid sick leave. The bill's supporters said it was key to ensuring businesses can expand across the state without battling conflicting regulations within different jurisdictions. But opponents argued it would have blocked local governments from expanding what little rights Texas workers do have. Senate Bill 14 was passed by both chambers, but died after House Democrats walked out over a voting restriction bill. Overall, advocates say the session was dismal for workers, made even worse by Abbott's decision to withdraw from federal unemployment assistance programs after June 26th. Though this session wasn't uncommonly unproductive for workers, it felt worse given all the hurdles brought up by the pandemic that weren't addressed in the end. If you like this podcast, you're going to want to hear this. Early bird tickets are now on sale for the 2021 Texas Tribune Festival, a celebration of all things politics, policy, and current events, taking place September 20th through the 25th. This year's festival is a hybrid experience with the majority of programming offered virtually and a generous portion of programming being held in person in Austin. Come to hear big names like Nicole Hannah-Jones, George P. Bush, Mike Morath, and Lena Hidalgo, and stay for the unexpected blend of panel discussions, interviews, and productive one-on-ones you can't find anywhere else. Buy tickets today at festival.texastribune.org and save. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Hogg Foundation for Mental Health. Despite our obsession with the vaccine hesitant, these experts explain how the right approach to vaccine outreach can bridge divides. Listen now at hogg.utexas.edu.